Cardiff.
Yes, hi, is this Nicole?
It is.
Hi, Nicole. My name is Maria. You had sent an email to Mark Freitas at Mark Edward Partners, and
yes,
he forwarded on to me to ask some questions because it says here you had done an approval already on Shark Tank.
Yeah.
Honestly, we've been through the ringer, I have to tell you, sending paperwork after paperwork, documents after documents, more confidential and more confidential and more this and that. We had sent, I don't know if Gabe is still there, we had sent to Gabe an application and then bank statements and then all the banks, the premium account, the operating account, the payroll account, all the bank statements. So now you're saying there's an approval.
There was, well, I just took over. Gabe has actually is going to be out for a while. And so I took over.
Okay.
He is, yeah, he is right now, but he's just going to be out for a little bit. But there were approvals issued months ago. So I'm not sure, were you trying to get a new approval recently? Or because we're showing that there was an approval months and months ago.
Well, when you say approval with then saying, okay, you're approved, now give us a million more documents, because we wouldn't want
to
do that.
No, it was already approved, 250. There was and we have multiple programs, but what I'm seeing, and they asked me to touch base with you because it looks like we had issued some good approvals in the past, but there was one for 250, and that was ready to go. You could fund that the same day. So it looks like maybe the terms, there was some disagreement on the terms, perhaps, but I'm not showing anything else. So,
I'll take it because, honestly, if you say, well, here are the terms, but we're ready to fund, and you're not looking for anything else, no other tax returns, no other operating agreements, no other this, nothing else from us, then there very well might something could happen. But I have a feeling there would be other stuff. It just seems that that's usually what happens with these situations. But go ahead. If that's the case, what are the terms for the 3-year? What is it? And then.
Well, this is still the 2-year. So this is going back to, and of course, this has to. We have to make sure that nothing has occurred in the past few months. In terms of, we would need a few extra bank statements. Just to make sure another loan has not been taken out and the account is in good standing. But give me one second.
Go ahead.
Okay. And that's pretty standard. Let me pull your information up. Sorry, I wasn't prepared.
If you want to call me back, that's fine. Whatever works for you.
Yeah. What I can do is I can email you what had been approved previously. And, you know, see if there needs to be any modification in regards to a term length, if there was something else you were looking for.
What was the rate? Can you just give me a ballpark of what the rate was?
Yeah, I mean, I can email it to you. What I have to do is, I'm sorry, I just don't have the information pulled up in front of me.
Okay.
But
and right
is
now you
made
said
up?
It was a 2-year?
What? It looks like there's, yeah, I have to pull it up, but it looks like there's a 2-year. We could try and submit the bank statements again and try and get the 3-year, because I don't think the 3-year was available when you had applied. This was earlier in the year. So we can see if it's available, if not.
Yeah, I was thinking when I sent things to Gabe, it was back in the end of December. It was the end of last year.
Okay. Yeah, but there were a few different approvals issued. So, you know, again, I'm just trying to help out here and see if we can make this work. But was there a need for any funding coming up?
Well, that's a possibility. That's why I wanted to know what the terms are. But
yeah.
I have to tell you, other than maybe some updated bank statements, he would not be giving, you know, we went through the ringer with, you know, a lot of these things. We're not jumping through hoops and sending other paperwork, you know, tax returns, this and that, more documents other than maybe just the contract itself. Obviously, you got to sign a contract.
Yeah.
But beyond that, no more, no.
Were they asking for profit and loss, interims, that sort of thing?
all
is up
I know,
by the documentation.
Many, and then it kept going and kept going and kept going. And again, it might just not have been you, but if you say
yeah.
you've got everything, other than some updated bank statements,
mm-hmm.
that would be, because I don't remember sending anything to Gabe other than bank statements and the application.
And your name again?
Maria Gamboni.
Maria. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. So let me do this. Is there a way you can shoot me an email? And then what I'll do is I'll put together what we had approved previously, let you know if there is anything that would be needed, and kind of give you something that's a realistic expectation.
Well, I have to say, if other things would be needed, I think that's enough to say enough, because you just already said it was approved, in which case you got everything you needed, right? Here, how about I just send you this email back to you, Nicole?
Yeah, just do that.
Com? Here,
just do
that. Go ahead.
Perfect.
Back to you.
And then
my
I'll
email some now.
I'll pull the information back up, let you know what is needed, what you were approved for. Okay. Typically, if you're gonna want the loan amounts that are usually over 250, is typically when they start asking for all the interims. But if
well,
it's below
the 250. It, right, if you're saying the 250 that it's already been approved,
mm-hmm.
then that means you've already, does that mean you've got all the documentation you need? And again, updated
yeah,
bank
but
statements is one thing. The
they
rest
would
of
just need the updated
I,
bank statements, yeah.
Yeah, that's one thing, but all the rest of, you know,
yeah.
this, that, and the other thing is like not going to fly. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so
all
typically
right.
if you're under the 250, they won't request that. And again, this is going back to December, January. So a lot of the programs have changed where they raised some of the loan amounts. And
can you can any idea what that term was? What was the percent rate? Was it 30%, 40%? I mean, what was it?
You know, I have to pull it up. It depends on the term you choose. So typically what you're going to find is the longest term will have the overall highest payback, but it doesn't mean necessarily the highest interest rate.
Right.
So are you comfortable doing something short-term, or do you need something long-term?
Well, what the 2 year, that's just for example, the 2 year that was approved, what was the rate? Just ballpark, what was the rate?
Yeah, I mean, I really don't even have it pulled up right now. But I will email that to you. I'm going to email it. I'll maybe pull information up, and I'll get that over to you.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks, Nicole.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Okay, bye.